Adventure. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen to another story in the island venture of Gil Perry, modern pioneer, ex-Navy hero, who has gone back to the islands of the Central Pacific to start an air service. Gil and his friend Trigger Brett are typical of the men of the Navy who fought through to victory and now are bringing their courage, their dauntless spirit, and their sound Navy training with them into peacetime enterprises. So now, in tribute to our Navy and for your entertainment, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents Island Venture.
Friends, since Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is not yet back in the market, you might wonder why we keep mentioning the usefulness of chewing gum week after week on these radio programs. Well, the answer's simple. First of all, we honestly feel that chewing gum does have a place in our daily lives, and that a stick of gum, any gum, can be a real help at times. And second, frankly, we're looking forward to the time when our brand, Wrigley's Spearmint, will be back on your dealer's counter. Now, chewing gum isn't absolutely essential to life or happiness. No one claims it to be. But when you're working, for instance, it does help out. Chewing is a pleasant thing you can do even while your hands are busy. It kind of comforts you and helps keep you feeling satisfied. In this way, chewing gum makes the time pass faster and makes your job seem easier and pleasanter. And folks, we will add Wrigley's Spearmint Gum to the number of good brands available just as soon as possible. We haven't brought it back yet, because we feel that those of you who want Wrigley's Spearmint want enough to go around more fairly and equally. So that's what we're waiting for.
You'll see Chief Carroll this afternoon, huh, Trigger? And get the rest of his tortoiseshell, will you?
Yeah, sure, Gil. Pop and I'll get it crated up and ready. We'll have it lugged down here to the field.
Okay, I guess that's all then. I'll make the stops at Sargon and Panoply and be back here tomorrow afternoon, say around 3 o'clock, to pick you two guys up. You don't mind staying here all night, do you, Pop?
Oh, for why I'm going to mind, Senor Gil. This island is La Pango. I like it very much. Has very nice people.
And the very nice soft sand to sit on, huh, Pop?
You think I'm a lazy one, huh, Trigger? You think I'm sits all the time, huh? Well, I'm going to tell you something, Trigger.
Yeah, make it good, Pop.
When I'm a young man like you, I make for my own self $2,000 a week.
Counting or not counting tips?
I'm shoving. Try and stay out of trouble, you two. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon around 3 o'clock.
An island in the Central Pacific called La Pango. Offshore, a coral reef splinters each green wave into acres of white and tosses the spray skyward like gray beards flowing in the wind. Coconut, breadfruit, banana trees, crazy quilted with oleander and scarlet hibiscus. Giant palms that drip shadows upon thatched roof huts. A small flying field carved out of the jungle. And Pop Mendoza and Trigger Brett watching a silver winged plane fading into the tropic sun.
Well, what we gonna do now, Trigger, until it's time for go see Chief Carroll?
What difference will it make what I suggest? Unless it has something to do with sitting. So, let's sit.
You think you make the kids, huh? You think I, Roland Luis Fernando Tomas Mendoza, can do nothing but sits, huh? Okay, I'm gonna show you. In the shades?
Yeah, unless you want to get all sun-kissed and mistaken for Wallace Beery. Hey, here's a good spot right here.
Mm-hmm.
With even a tree to lean against.
Oh.
Let's see. Oh, boy. Ah, you know, Pop, this is the kind of life I like.
Oh, sure. What is better?
What was the song Polly was singing this morning before we left Ilopan?
Oh, the chicken song, no? But the little chicken what don't like to say chick-chick all the time, so he
said... No, not that. It was, I remember. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You'll make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
When you go home someday, you're going to sing on the radio, huh?
Maybe. Hey, why not? It ain't a bad racket.
Oh, you think it's not a bad racket, huh? You should listen to yourself, Trigger.
Yeah, well, I...
Hey, Trigger, look, we got company.
Yeah, a gal. How do you like that off-the-conk hairdo of hers, Pop?
She is the daughter of Chief Garo, I think. She hears you sing, and she's come to find out what makes a so big noise. You know, all the people on these islands, they learn from American sailors to like the singing. They like very much American singing. Even your singing, Trigger.
Yeah, I bet you she loved it. Hey, Princess, you speak English?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's quite a mouthful. You like my singing, huh?
Oh, yes.
You see, Pop, what'd I tell you? She loved it. Where you learn so much English? You go mission school?
Oh, no. Just ask man no come to Pongo. Silly man come. You know Garvey? You know Leathery Neck? Okay, close. The jig is up down the hatch Coca-Cola.
Oh, you sure know your name, Princess.
Oh, yes. How you doing, baby? This joint ain't nothing like Brooklyn, not to you, Joe.
Hey, I think, Trigger, you've been to this Lapanga before, huh?
No, I missed this place.
Well, then somebody's stealing your stuff.
Yeah. What's your name, Princess?
Lila. What I like it, Princess Beth. You sing for your princess, yes?
Oh, you've made a big hit, Trigger. And I will not tell my Polly. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. What you want me to sing, Princess?
Sing Sunshine. You are my sunshine.
You like that, huh? Maybe I'll use it for my theme song when I go on the radio. Okay, Princess, here goes. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Oh.
You'll make me happy when skies are
Trigger,
gray.
Trigger, we have more company. Chief Garou and many men.
Oh, they like me. Hey, maybe we ought to pass the hat.
You sing again, please. Sing Sunshine again, please.
Oh, I have a heart, Princess. We got to pause for station identification.
You sing.
Everybody wants in on the act. Not to you, Joe. Who does he think he is?
I think he thinks he is the chief, Trigger, and I think you're going to sing.
Not without an argument, I ain't.
Well, then you better start with the arguing pretty quick because there is a man behind you with a big, long spear.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. hiya, Charlie. nice day, ain't it?
You sing, Master. Chief, say sing. You sing.
Sure. Okay, but just hold that spear back a bit, say 6 or 8 feet.
You sing.
Ouch! Play off, will you?
Why you not give him an argument, Trigger?
Oh, you know me, Pop. I never argue with the natives. It ain't fair to them. They're just like children.
You sing.
Ouch! Okay, Charlie, okay. Just control yourself for a minute. I'm going to sing in a second. Look, fellas and gals.
You sing.
Ouch! Cut it out, will you, Charlie? That thing hurts. Tell him to lay off for a second, Chief.
You sing.
Okay. I'm going to. You are my sunshine. You see? I got to have a rest. Vocal cord shot. Wait a minute. You'll get more singing. You've heard Bing Crosby sing, and Frank Sinatra, and Lawrence Tibbett, and...
You sing. Sing now.
There's a guy here with me who's got all those birds, Crosby and all of them, lashed to the mast. He's one of the very best singers in the whole world.
Trigger.
Why, after you hear that guy, you won't want any part of me. Why, this guy right here...
That fat one.
You called it, Chief, this fat one.
Trigger.
He's wonderful. He's great. He can even carry a tune. Why...
You sing, fat one.
For this, Trigger, I'm going to fix your wagon.
Sing, fat one. Sing now.
Please, Chief, please. Senores, I am not a singer. The Senor Trigger here, he is the
Charlie,
one.
Charlie, over here with your spear. Right here behind this fat one. And you can't miss.
No, Charlie, wait. Senor, listen, I am but... Out! All right.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Nightfall. A tropic moon, three quarters gone, that floats in the dark above like a gondola. A fair wind that whispers softly in the treetops. And two men who whisper hoarsely in a thatched roofed hut.
Pass me that bottle of water, Trigger. Yeah. That's a little better. Oh, Trigger, why did you do that to me? Why did you do it?
What do you mean, why? I had a... Besides, you were getting a great big kick out of watching me suffer.
Oh, no, Trigger, no.
You were getting a big boot out of it.
Oh, 8 times I have sung that sunshine. 8 times.
Yeah, and I'll make a bet I sang it 12 times. Why didn't you tell me these people were so nuts about singing? You knew it, didn't you?
Sure, I knew it. All the island peoples like singing. But I only think they're nuts about good singing.
So you found out. Now what? In the morning, what time do these people climb out of their sacks?
Oh, 5 or 6. But they will not make us sing so early. Or will they?
Yeah, you came closer the second time, Pop. Gil comes back for us at 3, huh?
Uh-huh. At 3 by the clock. Oh, I wish it would be sooner.
Yeah, but there ought to be a way of figuring something so there won't be so much singing. Look, Pop, we stall through breakfast.
You're sure we make a big stall. And then, after breakfast, you sing for us.
Not me, you.
Huh?
But there ought to be a way so neither of us will have to sing. If we make them like us. If, for instance, I make a play for the princess.
Yeah, you're going to like that, I think.
Sure. She thrills me as much as it does a camel to look at some sand, but...
Hey,
but...
listen, Trigger. I think somebody comes.
Yeah, it sounds like the chief and the princess. But if they think they're going to make me sing...
Hello. We come to you.
And very nice of you, too. We were just talking about you, Pop and me.
Uh-huh.
We were saying what swell folks you are.
Yeah, and what a very pretty girl.
Not you, fat one. Not you. You not for Leela.
You see, Pop, you're not for Leela.
You, keen one. You for Leela.
For princess. You like me for princess?
Baby, I can't think of anything better at the moment. Say, look, princess. How'd you like me to teach you English? We could cut out all this silly singing and settle down to some good old teaching of English.
Like sing. You sing good.
Sure I do, but not near so good as Pop here. He's the one. But how about that English class, princess? You like me to teach you English?
Leela, no English. Scuttlebutt, what cooks, jerk from Albuquerque.
You know it all right. But maybe I...
You sing good.
You got a single track mind, chief. You ought to change your record.
You stay La Pongo. Sing. You good boy. You good singer. You marry with Leela.
Marry? Hey, wait a minute. Hold everything.
You marry Leela. Sing all time.
Sounds wonderful. Oh, look, chief, fun's fun.
You
but...
not like Leela?
Sure, baby, sure. I'm nuts for you,
Leela,
but...
Leela nuts for you, too. Leela like hear you sing. Leela like get married.
Pop, say something. Get me out of this.
Well, Senor Gil will be here tomorrow. Why worry? But I will try to fix it for you. Senor Chief...
You get wife, too, fat one.
Huh?
Both stay La Pongo. Both sing.
Everything Jake, everything Jake, everything hotsy-totsy.
Oh, sure, everything's very hotsy-totsy. When is the wedding?
Double wedding, Pop.
When is the wedding going to take place?
I'll need a couple of days to get my trousseau in order. At least a couple of days. The weddings won't be for a couple of days, will they?
Sun, come up. You see.
I was afraid of that.
Sun, go sleep time.
We'll be out of here.
Sun, come up. You marry. It is law. Me, Chief Garo, say it.
2 days, we'll be back on Ilo Pan for then. Okay, Chief, 2 days will be swell. Who's Pop's wife? Anybody we know?
Ah, nice wife for fat one. He like. Me call.
Edison. Alas. El Me come. Me come.
Yeah, nice voice, huh, Pop? A little on the foghorn side, but nice. She's late on her dogs, too, Pop, or maybe there's 6 or 8 of them.
Where, man? Where, man, me marry?
She can hardly wait, Pop, and get a load of her. 350 pounds, easy.
Me name Alice. You like?
She's speaking to you, Pop. Go ahead, tell her you think she's wonderful. Go on. You shouldn't keep your future wife waiting for compliments. Tell her, Pop.
Oh, but Trigger, she's fat. Fat like a toy.
Fat! Nice and fat. Me pick for you.
Especially pick, Pop, just for you.
Me like fat, man. You sing for me all time.
Trigger, keep her away from me.
Sing for Alice. Sing nice.
Trigger.
Not sing now, Alice. Sing song come up. All go house now. All go. Come.
Say by the bell, Pop. Good night, kids.
Sing song come up.
Watch your steps on your way home, folks. Don't fall over anything and break your necks. Nice wife you're going to have, Pop.
Mm.
Oh, what a figure. 2 curves less than a sack of flour. But I'll bet she's got a beautiful soul.
You better stop thinking of the wisecracks, Trigger, and think how we're going to get out of this.
What are you worrying about? Gil will be here tomorrow afternoon.
If something she doesn't happen. If the Senor Gil does not have a delay on Panoply.
Hey, you think they're on the level about this marriage stuff?
Oh, very much they're on the level, Trigger. Once the chief of the island picks you for a husband for one of the women, then you're going to get married. It's the law, Trigger. So if the Senor Gil is not come, you're going to have a wife for sure of shooting.
You too. Brother, what a wife. If she was 200 or 300 pounds thinner, she was 4 or 5 times better hooking, she could ride around on her own broom.
Okay, okay, make the wisecracks. But when the sun comes up, you're going to sing again.
We could take a sneak. We could... Yeah, we could and we will. We'll get out of here, Pop, right now. We'll hide in the jungle when Gil shows up.
Now you make the cooks with the gas. Come on, let's make the shots.
Wait till I douse this lamp. All right. Push that mat back. Nobody out there, is there?
Not even that so little Alice. We're going to hide in the jungle by the field, huh? So we'd be near when the Senor Gil comes?
Yeah, but keep your voice down.
Oh, yeah.
This way. We'll have to find a good hiding place because... Hey, what gives?
Stand still, master.
Oh, it's that Charlie and three of his friends.
With their pig stickers. Hiya, Charlie. We're just out taking a little walk. Nice out tonight, ain't it?
No walk, master. Chief him say, no walk.
Ah, just a little stroll, Charlie. Just
no walk. Go back, house belong you. Go now.
Ouch! Easy with that spear, Charlie. You're forming bad habits going around sticking people with that thing. Let me have it for a minute.
No. No, master.
I just want to see if it's like the one I used to own. Just let me take it for a second.
No. Go back. Go back, house, master. Go now.
Ouch! Okay, Charlie, we're going. Ah, come on, Pop. We're sunk. Well, that's that. I should have guessed it'd have somebody watching us.
Yeah. Our little goose is there cooked, huh, Trigger? And when that sun sure comes up, I think we're gonna sing.
Yeah, I think we are.
The morning sun rises out of the sea, its pale gold light slanting across the island of Lapango like the upflung blaze of a theater's footlights.
My sunshine, my
in a clearing,
sunshine,
surrounded on three sides by matted jungle, and on the fourth side by smiling, happy natives, two men stand. Close by them is a man with a spear. The sun rises higher, pouring its weight of heat and light.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
The shadows of the palm trees lay sidewise now, as if they'd been cut and fell.
Oh, Pop, Gil ought to be here. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. I can't keep this up much longer. You make me happy when skies are gray. Do you hear that plane yet?
No, I don't hear it yet, Trigger.
Well, then you're going to have to take over, Pop. I can't get out another note.
Okay, but then you listen for Senor Gil, and listen good, Trigger. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
There he is, Pop. Hear him?
One sky. Huh? Oh, he's coming the nix of time. You are my sunshine.
Oh, you can quit singing, Pop. They're all watching the plane.
Is Charlie watching, too?
Yeah, but take a breather. Sit down. Relax. Gil will be here in a minute.
So you guys had to sing all yesterday afternoon and all today. You shouldn't be so good.
That ain't funny. Can't listen to me. I can hardly speak.
Was that bad? And, Pop, I got a gander at the wife that she picked out for
you. Oh.
Nice in a large sort of way.
Oh, if I did not know you would come today, Senor Gil, I think by this time I would be a very sick man. Whoa, that's so fat, Alice. But we can go now, huh?
Yeah, leave little Alice in the lurch. Pop, I'm ashamed of you.
I will make a deal with you, Trigger. I will stay here if you will, too.
Let's go.
Brother, what a hit you birds made. The natives are all coming around to say goodbye to you.
Yeah, I hope.
You're not worried, are you? These people are friendly. They wouldn't hurt anybody.
You ought to meet Charlie.
Now, if you're scared, just stay close to me. You'll be all right. Come on, we'll walk right through here. The plane's over
there. No go, master. No go.
What's the idea? You can't stop me.
No stop you, master. These men and this fat one No go.
You can't stop them either.
Why don't you take the spear away from him, Gil? He's smaller than you.
I'll talk to Garo. This is nuts. Chief. Chief Garo.
You call, master.
Yeah. Chief, you can't keep these men here. They're friends of mine. They're good boys.
Ah, good boys. Me like. Them stay on island. Catch them good wife. Sing all time.
But you can't keep them, Chief. I need them back on Ilopan. Look, I've got some nice stuff back in the plane. Things you like.
Like boys. Like sing.
Some nice cloth for dresses. Good knives. I'll give them to you, and you let the boys come with me.
No want knives. Want sing. Maybe you sing, master.
Me? No, not me. I can't sing a note.
Catch him good wife for you.
No, thanks, Chief. And anyway, I can't sing.
Then you go, master. Go now.
Okay, Chief. I'll go.
Hey, Gil, you can't leave us. You can't just walk out on us.
Senor Gil, you have forgotten, perhaps, that the wedding is to take place in the morning.
Well, maybe it'll be good for you guys to get married. You'll have somebody to cook for you.
Oh, Gil, you're kidding. You can't leave us here. You wouldn't.
I'm sorry, guys, but what can I do? I can't lick this whole crowd.
Oh, I know you're kidding, but let's quit, huh?
What can I do, Trigger? There are at least 500 natives here. We wouldn't stand a chance.
Okay. Walk out. Take a potter. I'm just glad I found out what kind of a guy you are.
I'm sorry, fella.
Ah, nuts. Go on, beat it. Get going. But I'll see you around sometime.
Well,
and when
there's nothing
I
can do except send you a wedding present.
The blazing sun has long since dropped down in the west to cool itself in the waters of the Central Pacific. And now starlight drenches the island of Lopango with all its silvery luster.
Oh, I wouldn't have believed it, Pop. You couldn't have made me believe that Gil was that kind of guy. Unless I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, he's fooled me too, Trigger.
I always thought he was a swell egg. The best guy I'd ever met. I'd bet $1 million he wouldn't rat on us. But I'll meet up with him one of these days. They can't keep us on this island forever, and when I do... Oh, what time is it, Pop?
It's 4 o'clock, Trigger. In the east, it begins to show the light.
Yeah. What time is sunrise?
I think 5 o'clock.
1 hour, huh? One more hour before we gotta get married. Hey, what's that? What goes on? They're not coming after us, honey.
They light a big fire, Trigger, you see? The people's are gonna fix the place where they're gonna marry us with the flowers.
Well, Pop, I'm not gonna take this. Not laying down.
What you gonna do? You can't do anything.
Is that Charlie still outside?
Yes, Trigger. He and his four little friends with those big sharp spears.
How far away are they? Oh, wait, I'll look myself. Stand back from the door, will you, Pop?
Not Trigger. Don't be a big chump. If you're thinking to make a run for it, you'll not take 10 steps. That Charlie...
He's 30 feet away. And he and his boys are watching that fire. If we can get out the door...
No, Trigger. That Charlie will see us before we take 1 step.
And then crawl around as far as the side of the hut.
They will catch us, Trigger. When they do...
Maybe not in this light. Anyway, there's a chance and I'm going to take it.
What are we going to do if we do get away? Even me, I can't swim 200 miles.
Hide in the jungle and figure out something later. I'm not getting myself married. Not to that Olila. You can stay here if you want and get married to Alice, but...
Oh, no, not Alice. I almost forgot. Quick, let's go.
Okay, push that net back. Easy with it. Now we gotta crawl. Follow me, Pop.
Yeah.
Flat, Pop, flat. Charlie's turning.
Oh, I think he looks right at me.
He probably thought you were a mountain. He's turning back. Let's move. Five more feet, Pop. We'll be in that undergrowth.
Oh, but Trigger, my knees. They're not made for walking.
Stay with it, Pop. 2 more feet. Okay, rest a minute. We get past Charlie. Now we can get into the jungle. You ready?
Yes, Trigger. Now we can walk. Hey, listen.
Ah, they found out we beat it. We gotta run for it. Come on. Oh, hold it, Pop. There's more of them ahead of us. Down quick. We gotta crawl again. This way.
Trigger, look.
Yeah, the airfield and our plane. Gil's come back.
Oh, I knew he would come. Not for one little minute do I think the senor would not come.
Now, there he is. Chief Garou. Maybe... Don't show yourself, Pop. Get down. Let's find out what this is all about. Ah, Gil saw you. He's pointing us out to the chief. Oh, the no-good so-and-so.
Come on out, you bird. Come on out. What are you crawling around in the bush for?
Smart guy. Thinks he's cute. He's ratting on us again. He's turning us in.
Come on, Trigger. Pop, come on out here.
I'll come out, you double-crossing skunk. I'm coming out and taking one good poke at your two-faced puss.
Just let me have one good sock.
Easy, fella. Take it easy.
I'll take it easy, but first...
Grab it. Hold it.
Why, you pop? Let me go. Keep going.
Keep still, Trigger. I've got a little unfinished business, but as soon as I take care of it, you can take a poke at me if you want to.
Ah, the heck with your business. Give me those pop. Let me go.
Hey, you let the Senor Gil finish his unfinished business, Trigger, or I'm going to squeeze you like jelly.
Atta boy, Pop. Keep him quiet. Now, Chief, if you'll just push this little jigger here, and this one, that's right.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping...
Hey,
I dreamed I
that phonograph! That's Polly's phonograph!
Sure. What'd you think I left you guys here for? I went back to Hilo Pan and got it.
You like, Chief?
He sing. In box. Man sing. In box.
Sure. You can have it sing all the time.
Sing all time. No sound like frog.
He means you, Trigger. That's right, Chief. Not sound like frog. It's okay now, isn't it, if I take my two boys home with me? You got man who sings in box. You don't need these birds.
Sure, take both. Alice, she not like that one anyway.
Folks, we hope you enjoyed tonight's story of Island Venture. And even though our product, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, isn't back in the market yet, we'd like to remind you of the value of chewing gum, any gum. For instance, if you happen to work in a place where smoking isn't allowed, well, a little stick of chewing gum comes in mighty handy. The pleasant chewing helps to steady you, tends to keep you alert and on your toes. It helps keep your mouth moist, too, so you naturally feel better and work better. Now, we know there's still a scarcity of good chewing gum, but you can get some at times. And if you prefer Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, we'd like you to know that we will add our production of Wrigley's Spearmint to the total amount of good gum available just as soon as possible.
Mysterious disappearance of a valuable piece of ambergris. Two wounded natives adrift in a storm. Gil and Trigger outwit a strange kind of thief. Hear this exciting story next week, this time, this station, when the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum again bring you Island Venture.
This program has come to you from our Chicago studios in the Wrigley Building. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.